Hello?
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. What's up?
Hi. Hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling you from North. We are a professional opinion firm. Right now, we are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I can assure you I am not selling anything, and this survey will just take a few minutes of your time. How are you today?
Busy.
Oh, all right.
Matter of fact, I'm trying to eat my supper now.
All right. I'm so sorry. But in that case, would you like me to arrange a call back?
What you got anyway?
I'm sorry?
What are you calling about?
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm just calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We are just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It will just take a few minutes of your time, and just to make sure, am I speaking to Ethel?
Ethel.
Ethel, thank you. Alrighty, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
I consider myself American Black.
Thank you. May I please know what is your age?
79.
I appreciate it. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I was probably conservative.
Okay.
At my age, what else can an old man do?
I respect that. Would you say that is somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I don't know about very, but conservative, I guess. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Would you lean more?
I guess it depends on what's at the stake.
This is regarding political issues. So regarding your approach to political issues, would you lean more to somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I guess somewhat conservative, I guess. I'm not sure.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction on which the country is headed?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly too many people have control over where the country is at. Well, the president and everything is doing the best they can under the situation that we are experiencing.
All right. I respect that. But as of right now, how do you feel about the direction in which the country is headed in? Do you feel satisfied or dissatisfied?
I'm not really that satisfied because the interest rate is going up.
Okay. In that case, would you say you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
And not satisfied.
Okay, so in that case, you are dissatisfied. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Yeah, he's doing the best he can.
Okay.
He's not the only person in charge. He has to try to work with the people.
Okay. In that case, do you approve or disapprove his job as president?
You're doing the best you can under the situation he experienced in these days.
Okay. So the options that I have for you to help me out with this question is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So I will read to you a list, and please tell me how you feel regarding that person or the organization. How do you feel about Joe Biden from a scale from 0 to 100?
I would say about 80%.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
Yes.
What about him?
How do you feel about him on a scale from 0 to 100?
0 to 100, I don't know. I was about to say about 30 or 40.
40, okay. Thank you. What about the Republican in Congress?
The Republican income?
Republican in Congress. What number would you give to them? How do you feel towards them? Again, the scale from 0 to 100.
Well, I guess they, I would give them a probably about 70.
Thank you so much. What about the American Medical Association or the AMA?
I really don't have no opinion because I'm not too familiar with them.
Okay, I respect that. Thank you. What about the tobacco industry?
I didn't understand you.
Tobacco industry, how do you feel towards them?
I'm not too familiar with what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, this is for the tobacco industry. So if you have never heard or don't know about the industry, that's fine. We can just move on. All right. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you approve that or disapprove? Do you support or do you oppose?
Well, person 21 years old, they want to smoke, let them smoke.
Okay. All right, so in that case, would you support or oppose? I understand you do not smoke, but generally speaking, would you...
I don't have anything against them. If they want to start smoking early in their life, to know what kind of situation they experience, I don't have no problem with it. Let them smoke.
Okay. Okay, I understand. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
I don't have no reason to oppose it.
Okay, so in that case, would you somewhat support or strongly support?
I support it. If you want to smoke, let them smoke.
Okay.
Someone probably will smoke anyway.
Right, and I understand that. Thank you so much for giving me your opinion regarding this. Now, if you have to rate this question or if you have to provide an answer to this question, you said that you do not oppose it. So would you say that you strongly support or somewhat support?
I don't have any opinion on it.
Okay. I thank you so much for that. And by the way, enjoy your meal.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat that now.
Okay, I'm doing.
No,
yes.
No.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. All right. So moving on, and I thank you so much, and I understand I'm taking your time, but I really appreciate all the help that you're giving me right now. So moving on.
You want my post office box? You can put me a check in the mail.
If I could, I would. All right. Moving on. Regardless.
Don't you have some money? Don't you have access to money?
Oh, I wish I do, but I don't. I'm sorry. Alrighty, moving on. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would you say that is much more benefit? Somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure of what's the history on something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, right now the question is asking about banning these products like cigarettes and all of that. So do you think that doing this for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your community? This is, remember that there is no right or wrong question. This is based on your perception.
Well, I don't think it's going to be anything. A person of a certain age, they'll probably be doing whatever they're going to do anyway.
All right. So in that case, do you think that it brings more benefit or harm?
Probably more benefit, I guess.
Okay. Would that be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
More benefit.
Thank you. Much more benefit, okay? Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think other issues should be more important.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Statement B. Some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Statement A. Other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose to create a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Which of these two statements do you agree with more? Would you say statement A or statement B?
What are the A and B supposed to be related to?
These are two different opinions. Statement B is more related to, it says some people say that the government already regulates too much for our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. Statement A says other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. To which of these two do you agree with more?
I'm not too familiar with that kind of stuff. I don't smoke.
Okay. But if you have to choose.
If a person wants to smoke, let them smoke. If something happened to them, let it happen to them.
Okay. This is basically regarding on your own opinion. this is basically what you think about those two statements. To which of those two statements would you agree more?
Hold on for a little while. Somebody at the door.
I'm sorry, you were cutting off.
So I got company look like. Okay, you can finish it up for me.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Hi, can you hear me?
I said, bye, you can have it. It's all yours. You can finish it up for me.
Oh, we are just about to finish it. And if we...
Okay, bye. You know, I was doing a survey.
I was saying, because it didn't work.
Well, I guess as long as you